for ZEW Mobile, calling CU. ZEW, this is Dan calling CQ, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Echo Whiskey. Didn't catch it out, please repeat. 4OVQ, 4OVQ, KN4CHY. Nothing heard, KN4CHY clear.
4DJC.
Jerry, how are you?
How about yourself?
Get in there. I'm about done with this Thursday.
Finished up all the stuff out of the new Toyota yesterday. Finally found one he wanted. They held it for him. He had to pay a. He didn't pre-buy it or anything. So he bought a new Toyota and sold his old one today. So we had to do all the title work and the civil sale and all that stuff. People have been asking him about it now for a couple of months now. When he mentioned to a couple of people who was going to get a new one, so they've kind of been in a line waiting on this one. This is 2001, but somebody just looking for a daily driver. The guy's got a Dodge Ram. He said he's getting about 14 miles per gallon diesel. It's cost him over $100 to fill it up, so I think he was wanting it worse than anybody else was.
About 22 anyway, around town.
The old one gets about 22, 23. This is a four-ton, but gosh, this is a much, much bigger truck than his old Tacoma was. He's got a access cab, two-wheel drive, just a basic like a work truck. It's still got everything you need on it. I mean, it doesn't have the mag, your alloy wheels, any of that stuff. It's got all the power stuff and the backup camera and all that sort of thing. But man, this is a tall key. I think we have to have a step ladder to get up in it. Brush over the legs, this thing. They've raised it. It's as tall as a four-wheel drive is.
And it was just like that she had. She had a GMC Canyon. And so when we went to buy one, we ended up with a Colorado. We actually looked for another Canyon, but couldn't find one, so we found a Colorado. And, looking at the truck on the lot, I didn't think much about it. It wasn't until we took the old truck to the dealership and parked them side by side, and it was the same way. I bet you this new truck's twice the size of the old one. The old one was four-wheel drive, and this one's two-wheel drive, and the new one's still twice as big as the old one was.
92.3 Tacoma, four-wheel drive, and I traded a T100, which was a mistake. I wish I kept that four-wheel drive pre-taco fuel injected. It was a nice truck. It had everything you needed on it. Nothing fancy, but it had everything you needed on it. But I never liked the big truck. My wife said I traded a young man's truck for an old man's truck. But I compared my son's. I took a picture of side by side. It looked like I was taking something just inflated. I mean, it looked like a full-size truck compared to that. It's older to come. I was amazed at how much bigger it was. And as I said, you've got to have a rail to step up in it, but it's a nice. He ain't gonna pay that kind of money. I can't see people paying $45,000 or $50,000 for one. This one's got outside of having a crew cab, which he didn't need it, it's an access cab, which I didn't realize it had a door on the side of it. It's a three-door, basically, and I didn't know that until I looked at it at the lot. I just thought it was like an extra cab or something like that in 4DJC.
The one we got is an extra cab. It's two half doors. I can't see. that's what we had before was an extra cab, and that's plenty enough for us. We ain't hauling family and friends and stuff like that around. So, you know, and ours is also, you know, like a WT model package, the work truck, but. Even being a work truck, it's still got backup cameras, you know, has CarPlay-capable radio and AC and the whole nine yards. So it's, I guess, similarly, if not even better equipped than what the old one was. The only thing I didn't like about it, it did come with a that matched up with the body, so it was almost like, you know, from a distance, it looked like if they were made as part of the body. And the new running boards that they offer are just basically bars with steps on them. They don't look near as good as the old ones do over there.
The way this one was, Keith, it's just got a, it doesn't have seats, and you can go up a step and get seats in the, where the extra part of the cab is in the back, but you know, a normal human being can't get in there. So this one came without that, which just gives him room, and it's got a couple of storage bins in the back. And it came with a fiberglass reinforced plastic liner and rails, and it's got some rail system on it you can slide up and down. And the liner's actually bolted to the bottom of the bed, which I had not seen that before. You know, I like the way the liner's set up. And the tailgate has a lock on it, which I hadn't seen before as a standard feature either. But it's basically a work truck. The little bars, you know, it's basically like you said, that you can get a bar that runs along the bottom of it there. And I think he's talking about adding that and maybe just, you know, adding some mud flaps or something like that. But that's it. It's got black bumpers and black, you know, front rear bumpers. But it's got all the other stuff on it. It's got the lane departure stuff and the, you know, the crash avoidance systems, got all that other stuff on it. So, you know, in my case, if I thought I needed one like that, that's what I'd buy a basic truck, since it's got all the safety features and the backup camera on it. That's basically what, you know, what I wanted when I bought this Honda a little bit over three years ago. Was I wanted something, you know, because the new cars, the windows are so small, and you can't see out the back of them. And the side windows are small, too, because they make them so low profile, to improve the aerodynamics.
I do wish mine had the rails. I didn't go with the running boards from the dealer because, like I said, I didn't like the bars with the steps on it, so I just bought me some off of Amazon. They're extruded aluminum. They look like a big long plank. So they, as we get older in age, it gives us a little more sure footing on them. And, what else did we have done? I immediately we didn't get a bed liner or anything. Got a Line-X sprayed in it over in Anderson there. And I mean, we did that within probably about 3 days of it being brand new. As soon as we could get it scheduled, we had it over there, had the bed liner sprayed in it. And I do still want to do white mud flats, and I'd like to get some of like the WeatherTech floor mat put in it too, just to keep the carpet like new over.
Just spoke on the rails. The rail system on this one is built in. The top rails of the bed are covered, but it's got some rail system that's internal to the liner that you can slide. You know, it's got tight ends and stuff. It's got a little, it's got like six of them, three on each side. You get, there's like little D-rings or something you can slide all the way up and down the inside of the bed. So it's not a traditional rail where you got multiple tight ends on top. But you know, normally I would have said just get a sprayed in liner too. But this is one of the nicest liners I've ever seen. Because this usually they just sit in there, you know, they kind of fixed up under the kind of clamped on around the bed. But this has actually got, I think it's got either four or six bolts where it's actually bolted to the truck bed. I mean, these bolts are big around as half dollars, so I'm not real sure how they have it attached unless it's actually drilled to it, but it came that way. It wasn't an add-on. And that's where those Toyota work trucks come. That's where they come now, I guess, because that's where they're equipped, I guess, initially, because they're coming that way from the distributor. And also the tailgates, the heaviest kind of hydraulic tailgate. You know, still manual, but man, get that thing closed up, man, it's heavy, man. I was surprised how heavy it felt to me. I'm real impressed by it. It was too expensive, but you know, that, heck, they all are now. Even the users are bringing big money in for DJC.
Nice that the bed liner came stock like that. That sounds like what was in our old truck. And the new one, they didn't give you any options like that. It was, I asked the dealer about a bed liner, and, well, we can send it over to Line-X. Well, I can do that. And what I did do is after the bed liner got sprayed in, I bought some, I think they call them bull hooks. So there's little cutouts in the sides of the bed. Little oval cutouts, and you put these bull hooks in, and they kind of retract, so they're almost flush with the side of the bed. But then if you want to tie something down, you can pull them out and run a rope through them or hook a bunch of straps to them or something like that. So I filled up all the holes with those things, so that's pretty handy. And like I said, I bought those running boards on Amazon. Body already has holes and everything or stuff like that, holding on those types of accessories. But they were made for that truck, and they were a piece of cake to put on, and they looked really good and nice and steady. And like I said, they're nice and wide to give us older folks some footing on.
A lot younger than I am, of course. It's not a big deal for him. He's a lot taller. I'm a short dude, so short legs. I have a hard time getting up here, no matter what's there, unless you got a lift gate or something like that for me. But, yeah, I tell you, those sound like what most of us used to put on our trucks years ago. And you don't see many of them like that. A lot of them just have those bars on them now, Keith. They don't look, you know, they're more for looks than utility, I guess would be the correct phrasing of that for me. Yeah, I mean, they've got like a little grid on top of them, but you know, they're not big enough to give you any real stability unless you're just grabbing a hold of something and pulling yourself up. But that sounds very similar to the rail system though. I had not seen that before. I have to take her. I mean, I was surprised. I was not, because I said, well, you know, how you going to have the standard tie-down stuff with little D-rings and that sort of thing? This is, they got a slot all the way down both sides of the liner on each side. And you put these deals in, put these big rings in there. You can detach them and move them back and forth and lock them down, that sort of thing. I just not seen anything like that. It looked like a pretty good idea to me. But they're inside the bed rather than sitting on top of it, so I'm not sure if that's a problem or not. But you know, he won't put a cover on it. I'm sure, as far as I know, he won't. But who knows? But the locking tailgate was something I hadn't seen before, standard on a work truck either. But I guess they figure most people are going to put a box or something on it or put a cover on it for work, and so they just include that in with that standard. Low-end truck package. But they told me they had everything pre-sold when they got there, and one of the guys he worked with they knew they had one coming in, the color he wanted. He said, well, just, you don't need a pad pilot, just let him look at it and he'll buy it. And that's what they did. So they were real nice about it, but they were real nice taking his money too, because they wouldn't come one penny off it, but they did give him a full tank of gas, which really just said, we're going to give him 6 gallons. So there's that, I guess.
And nowadays, that's almost we're paying full price as far as just getting a whole tank of gas, that's for sure. I was wondering what dealership you got it from. We ended up going over to Tacoma just because of the package we were looking for. We wanted a towing package, and there were very few of them sitting on the lots with a towing package, so we ended up over in Tacoma to get ours.
There were other dealers that had them too, but the prices were all basically identical. And he got a kind of a dark gray one. They didn't have any, they had most white ones coming in, or they didn't have anything other white ones or black ones. This dark gray one was the only one that was going to be here in the next month or two, I think. Otherwise, he'd have to drive to Atlanta to do it. I said, let's just get it here. Look, I bought my first wheel from Ralph Hayes in 76, and I bought several of them. I didn't buy there all the time. The last two company cars I got there, but the other two I got at Toyota Beasley. And that was when I think Tommy Norris was running that dealership then. It was a sales manager. He always gave me better deals. But they, like I said, there's none of them dickering now to amount to anything. And so it's just find what you like, and if they got it there, and look it over before you buy it, I guess. And that's even, there was a guy he was writing them a check yesterday that put a $10,000 deposit on one, and they weren't going to see it for 5 or 6 weeks, which I thought was nuts.
I think, I remember when Toyota easily opened up, I think they got a lot of business like that. People went over there, bought stuff from them because they were willing to work a deal with you, unlike some of the other ones around the area. Well, Jerry, I got to get going. I got to get back to work for a little while, and I'm going to try to see if Stacy was around yet. I brought one of his MD380s home to try to get it fixed. I think I've got it running now. Thing just kept rebooting. Don't know what happened to it, but something got corrupted in it. So I basically loaded new firmware, new code plug, and new contact database, and I've had it running all day long, sitting on my desk, and it's not rebooted the first time. So I think I might have got it solved. Over.
I'm glad you got that thing up and running. If you guys ever get that 3D REAZ working okay?
This is it was an FD1D is what it was. And I was wondering if I was going to ask you about it, if you'd heard him the other day. I was on my way over there and about to head over there, and he called me here on 610. And he asked me, how does this radio sound? And I said, well, it's a little weak, but it sounds pretty good. And he said, yeah, this is that Yaesu. It's like, oh. So he got it straightened out before I ever got there. He's still learning a lot of stuff about it, but he got it working on the repeater. And then when I got over there, we got APRS up running on it. And he has since, I think, got other repeaters and stuff put into it, too. But it seemed to be, he went to put another repeater in, and it automatically came up with a DCS code on it. So I think that was the problem the whole time, and we just couldn't figure out that when we had it before, how to get that off and get a DCS carrier quelch set on it. But he finally figured it out. It's a nice little radio arc.
Like the 1DR is better than some of the newer, because I think the sound audio is better on them. It's got a big screen too, at least I remember correctly. That's a good radio. There's absolutely nothing wrong with it. I think it's Fusion too. I guess it is. But I'm not sure, but yeah, those are good radios. You can find those pretty reasonable now too. I'm glad you got it fixed up. This had like a DCS something on it, was like that, because generally they have automatic repeater offsets and getting the tones in the Yaesus. All these radios, every day got manufactured different about how they set up the tones and how you get in and change them and all that business. And they just, I hadn't had a Yaesu in a while, I just couldn't remember, but I figured that DCS might be what the problem was. But Keith, I'll let you get back to work. We're going to head over here to Fiat Grandkids here in a little bit, and you take it easy, and hopefully we'll get some more rain this week. We sure need it. Talk to you later. KM4CHY, M4DJC, clear to you.
All right, Jerry. Yep, good to hear from you. Good to catch up for a little bit. And, we'll catch you a little later. I'm headed out to Louisiana a couple of days, so won't be away for the weekend, but I'm still going to be here for another day or two anyway. So we'll probably hear you around. Have a good afternoon, and we'll catch you later. N4DJC, KN4CHY. I'll be clear and going back to work.
04CYX, KQ4AIZ mobile. 04CYX, KQ4AIZ mobile. Contact KQ4AIZ, clear.